Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
By now you've heard about the Alabama law that bans abortion, and that is now the most restrictive law in the country regarding abortion. It is designed to directly challenge Roe versus Wade. We're going to be talking about this and other laws on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the Alabama Senate voted 25-6 after the Alabama House already passed this law called the Human Life Protection Act, and Governor Kay Ivey signed the bill into law, and she made an amazing statement for the sanctity of human life at the time of the signing. This now reclassifies abortion as a Class A felony, punishable by up to 99 years in prison for doctors who perform the abortions. Women that receive an abortion will not be criminally liable under this particular bill. Matt, this becomes now by far the most restrictive abortion law in the country. There is no exception for rape or incest in this law. And now this case, no doubt, is one of several that pose direct challenges to Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, and the mainstream media, they're just up in arms, and they're betraying their bias here. I've seen headlines in addressing this bill. Governor Kay Ivey talked about, she said, the legislature has spoken and underscores the sanctity of life the people of Alabama value so highly. You read all these newspaper articles, they put the sanctity of life in scare quotes because, they view that as some kind of pejorative or propaganda.
It bothers them.
It bothers them that she's addressing head on the sanctity of life.
Yeah.
I'd really commend them because, as horrible as rape and incest is, and the cases are very few, granted, but there's
less than 1%.
Yeah, exactly. And again, they're always horrendous, but it does not take away the value of that baby that was created from that act of violence. You can't blame the baby for the father's act. So they didn't even pass exemptions for rape and incest, stating again, life is valuable, period.
I know some people have criticized the law because of that, including President Trump. That he opposes abortion except in cases of rape and incest. We're actually going to do an entire program in Faith and Freedom another day regarding that issue of rape and incest, and I think you'll find it interesting. But here, Alabama Representative Terry Collins, a Republican who sponsored the bill, said this, and I love this quote, quote, "The heart of this bill is to confront a decision that was made by the courts in 1973 that said the baby in the womb is not a person. This bill addresses that one issue. Is that baby in the womb a person? I believe our law says it is. I believe our people say it is. And I believe technology shows it is." Close quote.
Amen.
I mean, that's a great quote by Alabama Representative Terry Collins, a Republican who sponsored the Human Life Protection Act.
You know, I really appreciate what's going on in Alabama. In fact, I have a friend who's a pastor in Alabama, and I said, you need to call Governor Ivey right now. I said, she is going to be under attack. You know, as soon as she puts the pen to the paper, she's going to be under attack. And so he did, to contact her and support her and pray for her.
Yeah, you know, Governor Kay Ivey's obviously not the only one to be in favor of this law. She needed a number of people, obviously, on the House and the Senate side of Alabama. And obviously, you've heard from the quote from Representative Terry Collins, the sponsor of this law. So there's a lot of people that came together to support this law. But obviously, since she is the governor and she signed this bill into law, she's going to be one of the people who is targeted for attack. Mm-hmm. So pray for her, Governor Kay Ivey. She has a strong message when she signed this bill into law. But here's a cartoon. It's a horrible cartoon. It's by the actor Jim Carrey. And I like Jim Carrey's comedy for the most part. But man, on the moral issues,
he needs Jesus.
Yeah, he needs Jesus in his life.
He's completely lost. Ugh.
Well, he did a cartoon. And why it's not censored on Twitter is another whole conversation.
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Because anybody else, Twitter would have censored the pro-life view. But this is a hand in the upper corner with a green surgical glove holding a suction tube, a cannula for first trimester abortions. And Governor Kay Ivey has the umbilical cord to her stomach.
She's presented as a unborn child.
She's an unborn child with a fully formed face and glasses on, and the suction tube has entered the uterus and is beginning to suck the side of her head into this suction tube that is partially filled with blood. This is Jim Carrey's cartoon recommending, hoping that the governor should have been aborted. I mean, this is the depravity of Jim Carrey, the depravity of those who promote the destruction of these innocent, precious, helpless children that are being brutally killed inside the womb. It's hard to fathom someone that has that much of a depraved soul that they would actually put a cartoon together like
and,
that.
And he on Twitter, he tweeted it out. Twitter, incidentally, has not censored it. It shows violence. He says, "I think if you're going to terminate a pregnancy, it should be done sometime before the fetus becomes governor of Alabama." So he showed, but it's so graphic and disgusting. I think it's backfired on him. A lot of people have said, "Thank you, Jim Carrey, for exposing what abortion actually is and does. It really shows the horrific violence." It's offensive. It's horrible that he did this, but it shows the true violence that is abortion, homicide.
Right, and it's not about the woman's body; it's about the baby's body.
Yeah, we posted something on Day of Purity, one of our Facebook, because we have an annual Day of Purity program that promotes sexual purity, and the quote is that when you abort, you don't end your pregnancy. You actually become a parent of a dead child.
Yeah.
And it's the truth. You know, there's a real life here at stake. And there's a number of states, Alabama being one of them, but there's a number of states, Holly, that have really started to crescendo into a tidal wave of support for the sanctity of human life. This one is the most restrictive in the country, but there's others that have just recently been passed. One of them to be signed or was signed by a Democratic governor because he had a personal experience with abortion, was counseled, he and his wife, to abort. They didn't.
Is this the Louisiana governor?
Yeah, and he had, now they have a child as a result of that. So he's got a personal experience. This is a human life. He knows that. And so he'll be the first Democratic governor to sign one of these laws. And those are like the heartbeat laws that say you can't abort once you detect a heartbeat, which is roughly around 5 or 6 weeks post-gestation.
Right. The Georgia governor, the same, even though the celebrities were having tantrums about it, he signed it and said, life is life, you know?
Really isolating and going the opposite way of the radical bill in New York and what the Virginia governor wanted to do, but ultimately got pushback and never was able to accomplish.
And this may be, I think this is backlash in part because of that.
Yeah, I think so, because even people who didn't talk about abortion, they begin to see what New York is doing. And and even though what New York did, New York was unusual in several ways. One, it's the first time in history that a legislative body has voted to have abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. And in the process, they also repealed other laws that gave protections to children, like in estate planning. They even repealed those laws. So it's the first time legislature has ever done that. But that's what Roe versus Wade did in 1973. So from 1973 to the present, you've been able to abort a child through all 9 months of pregnancy, up till the time that the child exits the womb and takes its first breath. But even though that's been the case since Roe versus Wade, a lot of people don't think about it because they can't conceptualize that. And yet New York put it front and center. And even people who don't think about or talk about this, they begin to realize, hey, this is just a bridge too far. This is crazy, mm-hmm. killing children that are seconds away from being born. Mm-hmm. Well, I believe strongly, firmly in my heart, that the abortion decision at the Supreme Court will be overturned in our lifetime. I don't think it's very far down the road. Pray for that day and pray for America to return to a country that values human life, where children in the womb are respected and protected as precious gifts from our Creator. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.